The interview.
Caleb Heimlich, the pride of Puyallup, the chair of the Washington State Republican Party, is calling it quits. He is moving on. He says it's time to move on. But why? What's going on? Joining me on the line is Caleb Heimlich. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jason.
I note that you made your announcement not long after our last interview, which, number one, makes me wonder if I pushed you out. And number two, if I didn't and you knew about it beforehand, why didn't you tell me then? But I'll give you the opportunity now. So why the decision?
I mean, it was the interview. It was too many hard questions, as you're known to do, and I couldn't take it anymore. No, I mean, the real reason is I've been at the State Republican Party now for 12 and a half years. I mean, when I started, I was 25. I was single. I had a lot more hair. And now 12 years later, I've gotten married. I have three kids, and it got to the point where kind of the demands of the job, in addition to the 2-hour commute up and 2-hour commute back, it was just not sustainable for a family. And I decided to take a different position where I could be a little bit more present as they're growing up, still making a difference, still staying in the fight for a better country and more freedom and opportunity for all. But just in a different capacity. And so that opportunity to take a different role presented itself. And as I evaluated it, I felt like the party is in a good position for a transition. This is an okay time to get a new person in at our meeting in August, get their feet wet, and then really hit the ground running going into next year's big cycle. But the party's got money in the bank. We've got a good staff. And so I felt like it was a good time as any to pass the baton. This has been an absolute honor and a privilege. I've enjoyed all the people I've gotten to meet, all the people I've gotten to talk to. But it's a challenging position. Senator Steve Daines from Montana, when I met him, said this is the worst job in politics. And that may be true at times. It's also very rewarding at times. But I mean, I've been in the role longer than anybody since Jennifer Dunn in the 80s. And so I felt like now's as good a time as any to pass the baton.
You say taking on a different role. What is that different role?
So we haven't been publicly announcing it yet, but it'll be at a national grassroots organization. I'll be working in some other states, doing a little bit of work in Washington as well, but supporting candidates, getting good people to run. Again, continuing to advocate for freedom, for opportunity, kind of for conservative causes. So I'm excited about that. And we can circle back after the August meeting and chat about that if you want.
Do you anticipate getting involved in the next the vote for the next head of the party?
I don't really. I mean, obviously, I will be there at the meeting in Olympia. I think it's imperative that it's the committee, the state committee, the 117 people making their selection. Certainly, I'll give advice if people want to ask my opinion. I think there's some things to consider in what can allow a state party chair to be successful. I think obviously being able to fundraise is important. I think the temperament required of the role, where you're dealing with a lot of different people that don't always disagree and feel very passionately about what they want to be done and how they want it done. I think it takes a certain type of person to be able to handle all of that. And so I'm happy to share those insights from not only my time as chairman, but also my time as executive director and political director. But I also think it's important that I'm not kind of tipping the scale. So we'll see who decides to step forward, and we'll happily share the contact information for the state committee with them, and then I'll let the committee make their decision.
And, you know, obviously there are people out there who also want to weigh in. Do they, the people who are listening, who maybe they like Jim Walsh, we spoke with him yesterday, maybe they like a future person who's throwing their hat in the ring. How do they get involved? Is it just connecting with their neighborhood precinct office? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, the best way to get involved would be to go to their county party, because the people that vote on our state committee are the county chair and then the committee man and committee woman. And so depending on which county you live in, if it's King County, I like look up the King County folks. There's legislative districts that meet once a month. You could go to a district meeting and share your concern or opinion there. And so, yeah, that's the process. I mean, this is really a bottom up. PCOs are elected. They vote for their county chair, committee man, committee woman. And then those three individuals make up our state committee, and we'll be casting the vote at that meeting in August for the next chair to serve out the remainder of the term until January of 2025.
Well, I am glad that you're still staying involved in politics. Maybe you'll run for a position at some point in the future. Caleb Heimlich, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Jason. And that might be in the cards. We'll see what happens down the road.
We'll see. That is Caleb Heimlich. Now this.